US food regulators have given the tick of approval to genetically modified salmon, the first GM animal which will be eaten by humans. The US Food and Drug Administration says the salmon is safe to eat and there's no reason not to approve it for sale. Will Ockenden reports.
It's still a fish, but it just grows twice as fast.
This is the first approval for a food application. So there have been a couple of approvals for genetically engineered animals that produce pharmaceutical products in their milk, goats and rabbits. But this is actually the first one that's intended for, you know, the dinner plate rather than a medical use.
Alison Van Inenum is an animal geneticist at the University of California, Davis. She says the genetic addition is from a species of Pacific salmon and involves a gene which allows the Atlantic salmon to grow all year round.
It turns on when the water gets cold, and so the fish grows continuously for the whole 18 months and gets to market more rapidly because it's not slowing down in the winter. And from an aquaculture perspective, that's a great trait. In the wild, that would be a horrible trait because there wouldn't be any food in the winter and you'd be ravenous, and that's not going to be a survival advantage to you to have that.
The approval process has been a long time in the making. The company behind the fish is called Aqua Bounty. It first made the application for approval decades ago. Alison Van Inenum says the approval is likely the first step towards more GM animals.
As an animal breeder and geneticist myself, I see a lot of opportunity then to use this method to, you know, useful genetic variation that exists in other species and actually give animals characteristics such as disease resistance, which would be huge.
The US Food and Drug Administration approval has several conditions attached, such as that it can only be grown in Canada and Panama. But there are still concerns from opponents of GM who say they do not want to eat genetically modified food. Hours after the approval, one US consumer group, the Center for Food Safety, said it would sue in an attempt to reverse the approval. That debate will no doubt continue in the coming months and years, but for now, Alison Van Inenum says it'll be a while before it'll even be available for purchase.
Obviously, they have to grow the fish, so their market weight is around about 18 months versus 3 years for the conventional salmon. I'm quite comfortable eating. I'd serve it to my family, and I think it's an environmentally responsible way to raise Atlantic salmon, and so I'm super excited to get myself a fillet and give it a try.
Will consumers know when buying this fish that it is from a GM?
The labelling requirements in the United States are based on the product itself. You label it if there's some material difference in the product. So if there was something different about the fish, then that would be mandatorily labelled. Because there is no difference, they wouldn't have a mandatory GE label, but there is actually a requirement to label where fish was produced in the United States. And so they will probably be the Atlantic salmon that says product of Panama. So there will be a way to tell, but it's not really the way that you would think that you would be able to tell.
In Australia, the Food Safety Authority, FSANS, says food from GM salmon is not currently approved for sale. Food Standards Australia New Zealand says it hasn't received any application to consider GM salmon for sale, and all GM food must undergo a safety assessment before it's approved.
Will Ockenden reporting.